Aloha kākou. Welcome to the Aloha Friday Conversation, art, culture, and ideas in Hawaii. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and today I think a fascinating look at how Honolulu's lack of affordable housing is playing out during this pandemic. Remember, over 2,000 unsheltered homeless were tallied on Oahu streets in the last official count. Now, early on into this pandemic, the CDC issued guidelines saying, quote, "Unless individual housing units are available, do not clear encampments during community spread of COVID-19. In March, HPD and the city suspended homeless disruptions, but they resumed in May after HPD's provisional outdoor screening and triage center, The Post, opened at Ke'ehi Lagoon Park. We were there, remember, with Captain Lambert last month. Up to 150 tents and 200 people can be accommodated there. With those shelters in place, HPD homeless sweeps continue today. That's a problem, according to ACLU Hawaii and over 70 other local organizations and individuals. ACLU Executive Director Joshua Wish contends that with community spread and COVID outbreaks at OCCC and homeless shelters, dispersing unsheltered people endangers the public.
And it's gone even beyond that at this point, because we've started hearing anecdotes in the last couple of days that outreach workers and service providers themselves are starting to get cited for going into the parks and beaches trying to provide services to people who are living there. The other thing I think it's worth remembering is this isn't the first rodeo on this now. 10,000 citations were issued since the beginning of the pandemic for people violating the emergency rule orders. We know a lot of those citations were for people who were houseless. We know that a number of those people were cited multiple times in the same day. And Hawaii News Now had reported this previously. Maui and Oahu prosecutors have publicly acknowledged that they are now dismissing thousands of those citations because they never should have been issued in the first place, because those people were supposed to be exempt from the emergency orders. Why Maui and Oahu prosecutors would now dismiss thousands of citations and HPD would decide to start issuing more citations, which based on past practice are just going to get dismissed, that doesn't seem like enforcement. That seems like harassment.
Well, in effect, it has been something of a strategy to increase pressure on the street to force people to choose to go to the post.
Post, we would say, is it's useful street outreach, but it really isn't shelter. It's not the kind of shelter I don't think that the CDC envisioned. And there's one other key piece here, which I think is important not to lose track of. For them to use Post, by them saying, well, it's okay for us to clear the encampments because then we're going to put them in Post, the moment they clear the encampments, they've already violated the CDC guidance. Because the CDC guidance is quite clear there. It says, don't clear the encampments. And so the moment they do that, they're already disregarding what the public health experts are saying from the get-go. And here's the thing, ACLU has never had a problem with voluntary outreach. We want people to get into housing too. We want people to get off the streets and get into transitional housing and then into permanent housing. The problem is when you combine that with a threat of arrest. If you talk to a lot of the service providers, one of the things that they'll tell you is that you need to build up trust and relationships with the people who are living on the streets to help get them services and to get them into long-term permanent housing in a way that's going to be sustainable. The moment someone comes and says, I'm here to help you, and this police officer is here to arrest you if you don't accept my help, you break that trust. And that's one of the problems. If service providers are going out saying, we have these other options for you, would you come, and can describe it and explain it, and people want to go, that's fantastic. It's the threatening them with citation and arrest that is the real problem.
Joshua Wish, Executive Director, ACLU. We asked HPD Chief Susan Ballard to respond, and she wrote, the Centers for Disease Control's guideline discourages the breaking up of encampments when there is no safe place for the homeless to relocate. Fortunately, Post provides free and safe housing accommodations on Oahu for those who choose it. As with other types of offenses, enforcement is based on violation of the law or emergency orders.